You're listening to Empire KVCR News. I'm Benjamin Perper. On most Fridays, we talk with former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KVCR News contributor Cassie McDuff and review some of the big Inland Empire news stories from the past week. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ben.
So first off, Colton will lose a strip club but gain a giant billboard in a gas station slash convenience store on the site.
Right. This is Club 215. Like a lot of cities, Colton did not particularly welcome the idea of having an adult entertainment club in such a visible location at what they call the gateway to the city as people are coming north on the 215 freeway. And so the owner, Todd Gibney, has decided to convert the site to, as you say, a gas station and convenience store. That was just approved this week by the city council. One member voted against it. He didn't say why. There was no discussion. And also, this is probably going to be more noticeable to people, there will be a giant electronic changeable billboard on that site. The site is already on a hillside. The billboard is going to be as high as 55 feet and 672 square feet. They're saying it's not going to create a lot of glare for drivers because it's supposed to automatically dim at night. The city, in return, is getting a flat $100,000 a year from the agreement. The advertising revenue is supposed to be about $800,000 to $900,000 a year for the owner. It's a very lucrative location because about 155,000 vehicles a day use that segment of the 215 freeway, so a very busy freeway.
Next up, environmental groups have reached a settlement with an industrial park developer that will allow the project in South Fontana to be built.
Yeah, this was a controversial project, about 3.4 million square feet of warehouses. And, you know, as in other cities and other parts of the county, people are concerned about the diesel truck traffic that's going to come through and create a lot of noise and a lot of air pollution. The city of Fontana, after approving it in March, was sued by the environmental groups, three environmental groups, the Center for Biological Diversity, the Sierra Club, and the Center for Community Action and Environmental Justice. They worked directly with the developer and reached this agreement to create more protections for the California gnatcatcher. That's a threatened songbird whose habitat is down there in the sage scrub area. Because the project is going to have such a large footprint on almost 300 acres, the developer has agreed to create habitat for the bird, and this is kind of innovative, on the roofs of the buildings. They don't know if this is going to work, but it's worth a try. The idea is to be kind of a stepping stone from the natural habitat to these rooftops and on to the natural habitat. The developer has also agreed to restrict trucks from idling for long periods of time and also put in electric charging stations for the on-site trucks and forklifts that will work on the site. Those are things to address the carbon footprint of the project, the exhaust fumes coming off of there. The developer is also going to put in drought-tolerant landscaping, water-efficient irrigation, and solar panels. If those stepping stone habitats on the rooftops don't work, they can be replaced with solar panels to create electricity on site.
How many jobs is this center expected to create?
Well, the developer says about 4,000 temporary jobs during construction and 2,000 permanent jobs, they say.
Next up, construction of single-family homes was down in Southern California in the past year, but apartment construction is growing in the Inland Empire.
Right. These are some interesting reports coming out of the Orange County Register and Press Enterprise. We all know there's a shortage of affordable housing, but developers are seem to be scaling back, perhaps because that's not the kind of housing that they find profitable to build. In Los Angeles and Orange County area, permits dropped 19%. In the Inland Empire, and this is for single-family homes, only about 1.4%, but still a little bit of a slowdown. Statewide, there's been a 12% drop. So in California throughout, construction is slowing. Not so much on the national level. The drop is more like the Inland Empire is about 1.6%. Now, as you mentioned, apartment construction is actually growing in the Inland Empire, and that's more affordable housing for many families. San Bernardino and Riverside County had the third largest increase among 134 metropolitan regions nationwide. And this is, by the way, this is for big apartment projects of 50 or more units. And maybe developers are more willing to build apartments because rents are increasing quite substantially in the Inland Empire, up 4.2% from a year ago. In fact, apartment rents have been going up continuously over the last 99 consecutive months, according to this report, and not just in Riverside and San Bernardino counties, but throughout the Southern California area. In the Inland Empire, average rents are about $1,463 a month. That's an increase, an average increase of about 39% over the past 8 years. So that could be tough for renters.
Thank you, Cassie.
Thank you, Ben.
Cassie McDuff is a longtime IE journalist. She helps us out regularly for our Friday morning news wrap. You can find these segments on our website at kvcrnews.org. This segment was made possible by the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers.